It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We had some problems with our recording software at the beginning of the second match at the Crestview Invitational against St. Henry, but we were able to retrieve part of the match. We now join our broadcast early in the second set.
So she'll put it in play, and it is way too long. We're tied at five, and it'll be St. Henry's serve, and it looks like it will be Maya Niekamp going back to serve for the Lady Redskins. She'll serve from over to the left, and that hits the top of the net and just bounces across and down where nobody can get to it. It's one of those, they were ready for it where it looked like it was going to go and caught the top of the net and dropped down. 6-5, St. Henry lead. A bloop serve. Kayla gets it to Mara. Mara smashes it down on their side off of one of their players and out of bounds. We're tied at six, and Mara will go back and serve. 6-6, set number two. St. Henry won the first set 25-13. Mara serve good. They're setting it up for their big hitters, and everybody kind of thought somebody else was going to get that. And it is 7-6 now, Redskins. And Raya Busher, the libero, will serve for the Lady Redskins. Played by Kayla and tipped. And Grace with a big smash, but into their blockers and down on our side. So it is 8-6 in favor of the Redskins. We need to stop their service. This is about where the game got out of control for us before, where they got a bunch of service points. Kayla sets it up for Tegan and down on their side, and looks like maybe St. Henry was in the net. So it is 8-7, Indians down. We broke their service. We did not let them get that big run right here at the about halfway through the set. So Callie will serve for Indians. Popped up, put over for Niekamp, and she pounds it down on the Indian side. Excuse me, that wasn't Niekamp, that was Chloe Gels from the left side. And big hit for her. It is 9-7 Redskins. And Lauren Tiemann will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins. And Callie plays it. And Tegan with a smash. They do get to it, and they tip it across. Callie tips it up. Kayla to Grace. And Redskins get to it, but hit it out of bounds behind the post. So it'll be 9-8 Redskin lead, but now Tegan Fortkamp will be serving for our Indians. If we can get her a bunch of service points here, we've done that plenty of times. Let's get that going here. Redskins handle it, tipped for the left side, and a save by our Indians, and we put it across. Redskins cannot come up with it. Three different players hit it, but never got it more than about 2 feet off the ground. So it is tied at nine, and Tegan will serve again. Great serve, handled by the Redskins. Tip or hit by, I believe, the libero. I couldn't see because of the official, but they do not get it. The next player cannot get to it, and they are taking a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Welcome back to Convoy, where the Indians are playing in the Crestview Lady Knights Invitational and currently lead St. Henry 10-9 in set number two. We've scored, I believe, three straight points, and Tegan is back to serve again. And that rocket serve, high risk, high reward, goes high risk into the net. Tied at 10, and it will be Chloe Gels going back to serve for the Redskins. Good serve and handled. Tegan sets it for Allison. St. Henry handles it. They're tipping it to their big hitter. We rescue it and get it back over. Going to, I believe that was Niekamp back in for the Redskins. And she pounds one really, really hard. 11-10 Redskin lead. And it will be Chloe Gels serving for the Redskins. Indians handle it, but not very well. But they get it back across to the Redskins. They're going to, it looked like they were going to set it. Everybody in the gym knew she was going to set it, and she tipped it over. And right where we could not handle it. We'd got a hand on it, but that was it. That was a very nice, smart play. And it's 12-10, and the Indians are going to take a timeout now. Try to get this under control before it gets out of control. Back in just a minute.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back at Convoy, and it is set number two. Indians lost the first set to St. Henry, and St. Henry is serving in set number two. They lead 12-10. Mara Tegan sets it up for Paige, and they get it back over to us, and Grace will give a big smash and off of Gels and back toward their athletic director. No, that's not the athletic director. It's their football coach. Basketball coach, sorry. Who's holding his baby back there. So it's 12-11. Indians are down a point, and Audra Bupp will serve. Nice serve. Played by the Redskins. They'll get it across to us at the net. And we tip it over. And Niekamp tips it back and down on our side. So it's 13-11. Indians down two. And it is Ellie Fullenkamp serving for St. Henry. And that's a really good serve. Drops. And everybody kind of looked at each other. But we did get it played. Setting it up for their big hitters. And we play it. And get it back into play, and Tegan tips it over toward the net for their blockers. We block it on their smash. It's back over to us, and Mara puts it over into their block and down on our side. It is 14-11. We need to break this service. This is where it got out of hand the last game, the first set, and so we need to get us going. Fullenkamp serve again. Tegan sets it for Mara, and St. Henry saves it over to Niekamp. Hard smash down where there was no Indian player could have gotten to it. 15-11. We need to break their service here. Fullenkamp will serve again with a four-point lead for St. Henry here in set number two. And Mara handles it. Tegan sets it back set for Paige, and they get it back over to us. Tegan was looking like she was going to set it, tried to tip it over on the second one and into the net. So it's 16-11. I don't believe that would have worked anyway. There are a couple of St. Henry players right there. So Fullenkamp will serve again. And it'll back set for Guggenbiller. And St. Henry's struggling a little bit, but they're going to get it across. And we bump it up to the front. And goes off the net, and we can't play it. And it is 17-11. And Coach Guggenbiller is going to call another timeout. and I hope it's in time. 17-11, Indians are behind. Be back in just a minute.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Convoy, where the Indians are playing St. Henry in the consolation in the loser's bracket. And it is 17-11. Indians are down. St. Henry serving. We get it over to them, and they get it back to us. We tip it over into a dead hole in their defense, and it's now 17-12. Indians finally break the serve, and it'll be Faith Wendell serving for the Indians. They handle it. They're going to try to set it to the left, and they get it across our blockers and down on our side, and I believe that will be 19. They haven't put it on the scoreboard, but I believe that is 19-12. They might have it up there already. Maybe it is only 18-12. So Indians down six, but we can't get down anymore. It is Lydia Winning back to serve for St. Henry, and we need to get this point. Tegan will set it for Sage and into their blockers and down on our side, and it is 19-12. It's getting late, folks. We need to get these. We need to break this service and get back to getting points for us. It will be Winning, Whirling serving again. And Paige sets up Mara, and Mara smashes it into their blockers and down on the St. Henry side. It is 19-13, and Kayla Heitkamp needs to have one of those famous runs of points here. We need to get back in this. 19-13, Kayla Heitkamp serving for our Indians. St. Henry handles it up to the front row. They tip it back over to us, though, and set us up. We hit it into the blockers, back to us, and we're back up at the front row again, and saved in the back row, and Grace will smash it, and over to St. Henry, and Maya Niekamp with a big smash, but into our blockers and down at the foot of one of their front row players. So it's 19-14. See if Kayla Heitkamp can get us a few more points here. 19-14, we're down five. Set number two, we lost the first set. So they handle it, but not very well, but they're going to get it across. Callie to Kayla. Mara almost down on their side. They get it over to us. Callie and Mara will come up and tip it over and up to their front row, and it'll be over to us, and we get it. Audra Bupp handled it, but put it right into the net, and we couldn't play it off of the net. So it's 20-14, and it is, looks like Ellie Fullenkamp. That's number six. That's Maya Niekamp back to serve, and off of Audra Bupp and back to the wall, and it is 21-14. Indians really, really, really need to stop the bleeding here. It has to come to an end right here. It is 21-14, Niekamp. Mara handles it. St. Henry gets it off of their net and then over to our side. Mara smashes it. They handle it. Callie will set it up for Mara. She'll tip it to a spot where they thought they weren't. They were able to get there but hit it out of bounds. And so we have stopped that service run, so that's good. It's 21-15, and Mara will go back to serve, and we need points. We have to get 10 before they get 4. That's saved by St. Henry. They'll smack it, and two times we hit it and hit it backwards, and nobody can chase it down. So that is 22-15. And it'll be Raya Busher, the libero, going back to serve for St. Henry. 22-15, and we handle it, but we get it up to the net, and they tip it right back down on our side, 23-15. We did at least get the serve in play, but it was right to their big hitters. Her serve goes out of bounds. So there's new life for the Indians. They're down 7, but time is running out. 23-16, and Callie Wendell will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. That's a bloop serve, and it will go to the net and didn't go where they wanted it to. Oh, I thought that was inbounds. The back judge says it was out of bounds. It probably was just out, and it is 24-16, and it'll be number 10, Lauren Tiemann, serving match point for the Redskins. Indians need to get 8 before St. Henry gets 1. And it's to Tegan, and she gets it over. Redskins are setting it for, that was for Ellie Fullenkamp. She puts it down on the Indian side, and that is the set and the match. So the Indians go down to defeat 25-16 in this one. I believe it's 25-14 in the first. And we'll be back in just a minute with kind of a wrap-up of the day.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Welcome back to Convoy, where the Lady Indians were playing in the Crestview Lady Knights Invitational volleyball match or Invitational Tournament. And they just finished losing to St. Henry in two sets, 25-14, 25-16. And in the first match they played in the other gym, they played Decatur Belmont and lost 25-12 and 25-20. So the Indians did not win a set today, but they're playing two pretty tough teams. But we need to do a little better and get ourselves playing right. We were a little out of sync today against Belmont. We had a chance to win that one. St. Henry was just probably as good as they were on Thursday when they beat us in three sets in the regular MAC game. So not a shining game for our Indians, but playing tough competition and getting better each time. So want to go over what's coming up next week. On Thursday, it'll be volleyball at Minster, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast, and I think NFHS is available for that. Friday, it'll be football, and we'll be hosting Parkway, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video, and that is also homecoming. So the Indians will be playing there. The homecoming ceremony will be at 6:30. We'll go on the air at 6:40. And so that's on Friday. Saturday, it's volleyball at Fort Loramie. That is, we're hoping to have our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with a 9 a.m. JV start. Sometimes we have trouble getting a signal in their gym, so we may be simulcasting WCSM, although they've had some trouble in there too, even with their phone line. So we'll try to bring that match to you. So Thursday, volleyball at Minster. Friday, football hosting Parkway, and that's homecoming. Saturday, volleyball at Fort Loramie. So I want to thank all of our sponsors for helping us bring this these matches to you. Again, Indians fall to Belmont in the first match by scores of 25-12 and 25-20, and then came to the other gym and played St. Henry, who lost in the in their first match to Ottawa Glandorf. We come here and St. Henry beats us 25-14 and 25-16.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast, and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio, and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.